Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Ben Raby, top of the hour. He'll give us some thoughts on what the Caps can do. I looked it up, by the way. Very few unrestricted free agents for the Capitals. Start of this offseason.
Pretty locked in to everybody they got.
They got 1 year left on Hagelin, Sherry, Eller, Hathaway, Orlov, Jensen, Van Riemsdyk. All those guys are UFAs next year. This year, you're basically looking at a bunch of dudes that are under contract. So if they make moves, it's going to be moving those contracts. Guys like Eller makes $3.5 million. I think one of the easy decisions would be Hagelin, who they replaced with Larson, $2.75 million. He wants to keep playing. He said he's not sure if he'll ever get his full 100% eyesight back, but we can ask Raby about that at the top of the hour. So here's my thought on Washington winning 10 games, Danny. It's the thought I've had for a couple months. You know, I've kind of been workshopping this behind the scenes, but when they play the teams is not as important as who they're playing to me. Their schedule is so easy. It won't be this easy again for many years. The division is not any good. The Giants have a first-year head coach in Daboll. Maybe they'll surprise, but they're at best, they'll be mediocre. The Cowboys are the front runners. They've gotten worse since the end of last season. Unequivocally. The Eagles have a chance to win the division. You know me, I don't trust Jalen Hurts.
I know.
I think he's a jag. So in your division, you got Prescott, who I think is really good, coming off of a down year, has not been the same since he got hurt. You've got Hurts, who is a jag. You've got Daniel Jones, who's not shown anything at this point to make you think he is a middle-of-the-pack starter even, let alone a back-end starter in the league. You could make the case that you got the second-best quarterback in the division in Carson Wentz. You got better at the most important position. You play a really soft schedule. And I'm going hard with the fact that the conference is bad. I think there's wild card possibilities for them, even if they don't win the division. So I see 10-7. I'd love to feel better about it if they actually upgraded corner and linebacker and were aggressive in free agency, but they've decided to go the route of not doing that. But you added a wide receiver who's going to play in Dotson. You brought in a safety you think is going to be really good in Butler. You should get something out of Fidarian Mathis at defensive tackle, where you lost two key guys, including Ioannidis, who played over half the snaps. So I'm seeing 10-7 when I look at this thing.
It's not a crazy on-paper take. It's not. Because of everything that you mentioned. The schedule, not talking about the good teams, the Green Bays of the world, but everybody else, there's plenty of teams that finished last year very bad. My arguments against her are as follows. They have not had a season where they started off good, played good, and finished good in 30 years. Hasn't happened. Has not happened, despite easy schedule.
Say that again, because what do you mean? Just like where they're 3-0, then 6-2, then 11-5.
They win two out of every three games. Right. Just to, you know, like end up 10-6, and now you can't do that. But you know what I mean? Just
yeah, they're always 0-4, and they have to go on a four-game run at the end, or vice versa.
Yeah, since 1999, that was the last time they started off pretty good, and the team that ended the season was pretty good. Just a normal NFL football season. Now, some people might argue there is no such thing, but sometimes the cream rises to the top. So that's my number one contention, is they just, and I know Ron Rivera hates talking about the past, and that's adorable, but I was here before you, and I'll be here after you. They don't do that. They don't do a thing despite other years where they've had easy schedules, at least on paper. Number two, the things that we think right now get turned on their head every single year. That's the nature of this sport. That's why half the teams that make the postseason don't make it the following year, and there's always teams that go from worst to first, etc. Right now, we're still dealing with our impressions of teams from last year. Right now, we think Tennessee is a winnable game because Ryan Tannehill was bad that time. Well, they pretty consistently win double-digit games and have been consistently better than teams like Washington. I would also add that that's the best-case scenario, right, what you're talking about. And I think that's the vision that they've got, why they are kind of sitting on their hands here. We upgraded a quarterback. This is them talking now. Our schedule's pretty easy. We can win 10 games. That's what they're looking at. But that's when things go according to plan. It's pro sports.
I kind of think it's realistic, though.
It is, if things go right.
But I'm just saying, best case scenario is better than that. Like, to me, the most realistic thing, I guess, because we're talking about a team that almost never wins, it might be 9-8 or 8-9. Maybe 10-7 is bullish, because 10 ties the highest win total they've had at any point.
Three times in 30 years.
Since the early 90s. But you now play 17.
Yep.
And I have made this case. I said it on Friday. You were out, but I said, I've got them at 10-7, but if this was a 16-game season, it's probably like a 9-9.
Uh-huh.
Hold on. Sneeze coming.
Here it comes.
Whoa. Excuse me.
That almost never happens, by the way.
Something was afoot.
Mid-sentence.
Yeah.
Usually it's like when you're about to talk or you're listening or something gets in there. You were like in the middle of talking.
I was just a lot of talking.
Yeah.
9-7. That's what I would say in a 16er, but this is a 17er.
Mm-hmm.
First time they've ever had 9 games at home.
Yep.
And
that home field advantage.
Exactly. But you're playing.
Yes.
Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
Atlanta. Houston,
mm-hmm.
Jacksonville, Chicago.
Yep.
You can't ask for a bigger group of the dregs of the NFL. There was a tiering done analytically by, I think it was PFF, where they put together like 5 tiers. It was actually, you know who it was? It was Computer Cowboy, Ben Baldwin.
Yeah, Ben Baldwin.
So he's like a numbers guy. But he put together 5 tiers of teams based on already like the odds for all their games next year, mm-hmm. what the odds makers think of them. And there were a total of 9 teams in the bottom 2 tiers that were like, thanks for trying, worst in the league, and then this team's going to be awful.
Uh-huh.
Washington played 7 games against those teams, 2 against the Giants and then the 5 teams I just named.
Yeah.
You just can't ask for better than that. I'm sorry.
It's the greatest setup a team entering a third season under a head coach that has been pounding the desk for culture change and letting you know how different everything is and don't touch us on our past. This is the ultimate setup. Right? It's basically saying you still got to knock over the 10 pins in bowling, but you get to do it from half the distance. Right? I mean, this is the dream scenario where it just sort of the cycle works out that you got the 9th home game, kind of as you alluded to. You've got the, you know, whatever it is, the third place schedule, and it just so happens that some of the teams on your schedule got worse, and then you're playing the AFC North when 2 of the teams are garbage. I mean, you add it all up, and it's the best on paper scenario that this organization has had in some time. So, to me, if they don't win 10 games, something dramatic went wrong.
Let's talk to Ben Raby next about where the Caps go from here. We can get back into this next hour. We're taking you up to about 6:15, early pregame for the Nats because the Marlins have one of the weirdest start times in all of baseball. You're listening to The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.